Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Professor Han. Professor Han Yu San on June 8th, 1981, by Sue Ellen Chan at Professor Han's residence. Mr. Han, may I ask where your parents place, where they came from?
My father was born in Baodingfu, Zhili province. Farming first, later owner of a bakery. Mother was born in Baodi, near Tianjin, North China. Then I had the word husband and wife. I forgot what.
Yeah, and how about your mother? Did your mother ever work?
No, she's just the old-fashioned housewife, take care of. Then when after I was born, just taking care of me.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
No, no brothers, no sister. I'm the only spoiled son.
Oh, I don't think so. How about when did you come to United States?
Oh, you have also a question.
Oh, year
of birth.
Yeah.
I was born in the 19th century, the last year, 1899, in Peking.
And
my language is Mandarin Chinese. And education in Peking, traditional classical school.
Oh.
And later modern Western style. Work first associate director of rural education, North China, husband and wife. Both were there in the village, North China. If you want to expand the work, it's under a mass education movement. So it's three or fourfold improvement of the living standard of the farmers through seed selection, introduction of leghorn chicken, and Poland China hawks. And then for public health, that's a tough problem. Poor families, several members use the same towel, and trachoma, and also the food limitation. So they began to have alazar or some big stomach. They eat a lot, but no nutrition. So we try to have seed selection and also more wells for irrigation. North China is dry, not as fortunate as south of the Yangtze, more streams, lakes, and so on. Then later from that, I just was appointed professor of history and government at St. John's University. There we both taught. Mrs. Han taught English in the English department. I was in the history and political science department. Then, due to the Japanese penetration into Manchuria and also North China, and also my part in playing, you may say, expression of patriotism, not ultra anti-Japanese. One time, Japanese professors during bombardment came to Shanghai, and a professor Zhu Yuanding, Y.T. Zhu. Professor Zhu now is director of Institute of Oceanology in Qingdao. And one of my junior friends is going to come to Canada to lecture for 2 months. in August, he was lecturing in the Long Beach State University on the ocean marine products. Mm-hmm. He will come to see me.
Oh.
And so to ending, mm-hmm. we entertained Japanese professors.
Mm-hmm.
Then later, a student came to our house and said, "Professor, you are not for the Japanese. Why you invite them?" I said, "Science, art, don't make too rigid unless they are ultra chauvinism or ultra militarism."
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
they were satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Then due to Japanese pressure, I came over here,
mm-hmm.
1938.
Mm-hmm.
Lecture in high schools, mm-hmm. assemblies, and some universities, some art institutes,
mm-hmm.
like Scripps Fine Art Foundation, mm-hmm. and Redlands University, USC,
mm-hmm.
and all the high schools. I was recommended to be permitted to lecture. I wouldn't touch too much of the political.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my, then 1940, I went back for half a year to Chongqing, China,
mm-hmm.
the wartime capital.
Mm-hmm.
I was appointed the Commissioner of Economic Research
mm-hmm.
of Central Bank.
Mm-hmm.
After a few months, I saw the situation. That's not my line, though rural economy has been my interest. So we decided to come back to the United States. January 1941, we came back. So our knowledge is from chiefly in Los Angeles, Southern California, is from 1938
mm-hmm.
to the present time. Though I absent myself for 6 months in Chongqing.
Mm-hmm.
That gave me a chance to see the real war conditions in the interior provinces,
mm-hmm.
and also the problem of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
When I was professor in Shanghai, $10 I could buy more than $100 4 years later in Chongqing.
Mm-hmm.
So the inflation, and the government began to, seems to me, to deteriorate. And through American naval attaché, I gave my wife in Shanghai a message, "I'm leaving." And so we came back here, 1941, January.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was, in the fall, I was appointed to UCLA. So they have stuck with me ever since.
Oh, that's very nice. So until when did you retire?
Retired officially in 1966.
Uh-huh.
Actually 1970,
mm-hmm.
because I had three PhD candidates. I was the chairman
mm-hmm.
of the committee, and so I had to see them through.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was a very liberal Jewish girl.
Mm-hmm.
She married a Korean, later divorced. She now is, I think, is associate professor of some state university nearby.
So the when you retire, what was your position at UCLA?
Well, just emeritus professor of history. Emeritus, just retired.
Mm-hmm.
So I receive partially a small section, the pension from the state. And then main part from the region's annuity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Any questions?
So you mentioned that you went to this traditional school in
classical
Peking, classic school. Was that called
Sishu?
Sishu. Okay.
A private school.
Uh-huh,
yes, school. You
uh-huh.
start with the three primers,
mm-hmm.
but there are three classics.
Mm-hmm.
One is the three-word classic,
mm-hmm.
the philosophy,
mm-hmm.
and ethics,
mm-hmm.
and politics. Many things condensed into one primer,
mm-hmm.
called three-word classic. I have a collection. I like that. I translated one time first primer. Mm-hmm. Called primer, but it's a classic. Mm-hmm. Then I have a collection now in French, in Russian, in Danish, in English, and all possible in German, all on this one particular primer. The second one is common, is 100 surnames of Chinese people as a whole. And the third one is 1,000 character essay. That is philosophy astronomy and moral code, many aspects of human life. So then began with the four books. First is called Great Learning, 大学. Then Zhong Yong, the Doctrine of Golden Mean. Then Meng Zi, the Works of Mencius. The fourth one, let me see, Lun Yu, that's Analects of Confucius. So these four. Then began on the advanced classics on the Book of Poetry and the Book of History. And Shi Shu, you see, Li, Book of Rites, R-I-T-E-S, Book of Rites. And Yi Jing, the philosophy of change. So these four, I went through all of this. Then the modern school came.
How many years were you in this classic school?
Let me see, from 6, 7, 8, 2.5 years.
Oh, 2.5 years you learned all of these.
The teacher was very good, I had to learn.
Oh, that
one time, my father, through some friends, arranged to call on one of the four prime ministers, Sun Jianai. My father admired him from a great distance because he was orphaned. His mother worked in a pottery for a few cents a day to support him. He came out in the county exam, provincial exam, national exam on top. So my father thought, well, it inspired me, took me to see him, arranged to have about 20 minutes. But we were allowed to stay 1 hour, 15 minutes, or 20 minutes.
Wow.
Now, this man's great-grandson is chief engineer in the aerospace, often came over to see me with his wife. His wife was the daughter of a famous general, Jiang Dingwen, not daughter, the niece. And her father was Jiang Dingwu. They are all here. She is a graduate from UCLA with a BA degree and a master's degree in library science. Now she is working in the county library. He is in the aerospace corporation. So then this prime minister said to my father, next year I will have a modern school in Peking. You send your son to that school. The old thing is all over. You have to go to see your son in the future in a modern school. So the following year, I went to the modern school, began with all the modern books, especially general science, which was required. At that time, the system almost eliminates the poorer families, because when I went to the modern school, I had to pay a fee for the general science. Chemistry, for instance, how water can be separated into oxygen, nitrogen, and also the three types of recycle, water, steam, and ice. And then we have military drill in the elementary school, because that's shortly after Russo-Japanese War, 1904 and 5, China just aimed to copy Japan, say a great Asian power can defeat a European power. So we had military drill. And Then we had to have a uniform. The uniform is different tailoring. My mother couldn't make it. So we had to send it out to make the thing. Mm-hmm. And even the buttons mm-hmm. for the uniform had to be imported from Japan. So this almost eliminates the children from the poor family.
Mm-hmm.
So it made it very hard for our family, for me to continue in school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my elementary school. Originally was 8 years, lower primary, higher primary, mm-hmm. but later reduced to 6.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from the higher primary. Mm-hmm. Then my father lost his business, couldn't do go on. And high school have tuition, uniform, all worse than the elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So through friendship, my father's friend was a colonel guarding the summer palace. And so I was his private secretary. So to read documents for him
mm-hmm.
and to write documents for him, ordered for him. And his name is Su. Su is composed of a fish
mm-hmm.
and a wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And he often signed his name in reverse. So I had to correct it.
Uh-huh.
I had to.
Uh-huh.
Finally, after a few months, I one morning was inspired by the summer palace where I went in freely
mm-hmm.
as he was the commander of the forces around there. I looked at Peking from a distance over a marble bridge. I had tears. I said, this won't do, because here the man cannot read and write. My future is not with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's too much of a personal. Then I went back. I saluted him. He said, when you in the office, salute, call me colonel.
Mm-hmm.
When come to the house, uncle.
Mm-hmm.
I said, all right. So I obeyed. Then one day in his office, I said, colonel, I wish to ask you to let me go back home. What for? I said, study more. Why study? I can't sign my name, as you said. I can hire 100 of you. Why you go to school?
Mm-hmm.
I said, Colonel, please consider my case.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, I will. How can you go to school? I said, well, I'll try to make the way. So he finally, from his pocket, he took a few dollars and coins, and he threw it on the floor. Gundan, he cursed me. He said, roll away, you egg. So I, with tears and laughter, I picked up the money, packed up my baggage, went back to Peking for 2 coppers on the mule car. Then, from that time on, then I tried the normal school, didn't get in. No pull, no influence. Then I tried agricultural college, promised 4 years of training, then you can have definite position in the Ministry of Agriculture. So I took the examination with 10 miles to go outside of Peking to take the exam. Because the provision was so good. There were 2,800 taking it. So divided into 4 days, I was allowed to, to one section. But to be admitted to this, the registrar said, you are only an elementary school graduate. How can you take a college? I said, sir, you said elementary school graduate or equivalent to high school graduate.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I feel I have the equivalent. He said, well, I said, my family is poor and I need all this. He said, all right, I'll let you take a try. 2,800. I said, all right. Then I was so gleefully happy every day watching for newspaper on the results mm-hmm. of the examination. Mine was 39.
Wow.
And I was so
happy
and proud. And my mother was in Peking, my father went back to the farm. Mm-hmm. So then waited for a second exam, mm-hmm. re-exam. Mm-hmm. The first one, they select 100. Uh-huh. They limited 24 regular students, 6 with candidates. Mm-hmm. So I went to the second exam, then came out 139.
Ah.
So failed.
Uh-huh.
And then months or two later, I ventured to go to a church to see what they're doing, just nothing to do. Mm-hmm. Then a man was very kind. He looked as if highly educated. Mm-hmm. He said, young fellow, you are new here. What are you doing? I said, I aim to go to college or even the last few years of high school. He said, where have you tried? I said, I just finished tried in the College of Agriculture. Oh, he said, I wish I had met you a month ago. I'm a bureau head in the Ministry of Agriculture. He said, Han, his name is also Han, Han An.
Uh-huh.
Han Zhuping, mm-hmm. Han An, mm-hmm. And he said, you're interested in that, and also you could final exam get 139. He pulled out his pocketbook. He gave me $5. That's a lot of money to me. Mm-hmm. He said, next time if you need, I'll see you. If you come here again, I'll help you. But I didn't go because I didn't want him to feel I
just
went there for money. So that was my the hard situation after elementary, then no high school. Mm-hmm. Then finally, I found entrance to a Christian high school. So I had 6 years there and studied English. Mm-hmm. And didn't worry about Chinese because I had the classical basis. Mm-hmm. And also the mission schools, they do not emphasize Chinese studies. Mm-hmm. So it's science, English, and Western subjects. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There I began to study French, mm-hmm. and also thinking diplomacy would save China, would help China. Mm-hmm. Then I want to go to journalism. I said that will educate the public. Then finally, law and history became in my college interest. Mm-hmm. So 4 years at the Yanjing University, graduated, and also I got another degree in history of religious philosophy or church history. Mm-hmm. From this as with a BD degree, mm-hmm. that equivalent to an MA. Mm-hmm. Now the Foreign Minister of the People's Republic of China is from the same university, though we are years apart.
Ah.
And some friends says, well, you go there, he will entertain you. Mm-hmm. And so after that, I came to the United States, mm-hmm. As a graduate student, mm. to Boston University.
That's what year?
1926.
Very early group. That who came to United States to study, among the very early Chinese students?
No, they came due to the Boxer indemnity from Tsinghua College.
Yeah,
they were sent here with all provisions. I came as self-support.
Uh-huh.
And during the college days, I worked and saved money, mm-hmm. to come here. And also, fortunately, met family, friends of Senator William E. Borah, Senator William Borah, mm-hmm. who guaranteed my entrance, made my enter very easy.
Mm-hmm. How did you get acquainted?
Well, the acquainted, this, they are rich people. They are Mrs. Roan, R-O-A-N. Mm-hmm. Mr. Roan, Hans Roan, was the campaign manager for Senator Borah. Mm-hmm. So when I got there, they live quite close to each other, and then I met personally. Mm-hmm. Before that was through Mr. Roan, Senator Borough guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So my entry was quite simple, mm-hmm. Even though there was a misidentity. Mm-hmm. I reached here, a Navy YMC man, Mr. Best, met the boat. He said, Mr. Han, you come to the Navy Y to stay, and Mr. Adams, who is chairman of the YMCAs in Seattle, Washington. So next morning, you go to the immigration office, the you will get immediately released. Mm-hmm. Your passport will be returned to you. Mm-hmm. So the next morning, I went there about 10 minutes to 9, and I identified myself. The immigration guard immediately opened the door, go in there. So I went in. And I looked around so dirty and so filthy, I sat almost 1 hour. Then I heard somebody walking past the door. The door's windows were with iron bars. So I said, Mr. Officer, when will they examine me? He said, shut up, chink. I didn't quite know the word chink, but I know it's unpleasant. Mm-hmm. So I went back to the seat. Then walking around, I found many poems written on the wall in Chinese, mm-hmm. written either by Koreans, Japanese, or Chinese. Mm-hmm. Quite a few were Chinese, all are in Chinese language. Mm-hmm. So I copied them the second hour, then began to translate some of those. Mm-hmm. I began to feel quite bad, as I had a luncheon engagement with one of my former professors from Yanjing University, mm-hmm. at noon. So I waited. About 11:20, mm-hmm. the guard opened the door. All lined up. So you get something to eat. So Koreans, Filipinos, Chinese, Japanese went down one line. Italians, Russians, and other Europeans went down another line. The Europeans have Western food, American food. Chinese, Korean, Orientals have chop suey. Mm-hmm. When I sat at the table, just pick up something with a mixed feeling. I said, this is the first time I ever tasted chop suey. Mm-hmm. This is unusual. Mm-hmm. And just then, a man almost jumped down from the top floor to this basement, mm-hmm. of dining room. He said, Han, the commissioner and the district director of immigration want to see you. Hurry up, they were anxious to see you. So I followed and ran up. Then the district director said, Mr. Han, we are sorry, it's misidentity. Anything you want to tell us? I said, well, the guard, I called him Mr. Officer, he called me Chink. I said, what is that? He said, don't worry, you don't want to learn that word. He will be punished. And then I said, what else you want to say? I said, I have a luncheon engagement in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I will be late. I never was late in my school days. He said, we'll get a taxi, we'll pay for it. I said, no, it's my duty. And he said, one thing we want to ask you, don't tell Senator Borah. I said, why? He said, he will cut our appropriations. Maybe we'll be switched and demoted. Mm-hmm. They were very honest. Mm-hmm. So I met my appointment in a department store of my professor. Mm-hmm. So after lunch, I didn't want to look around because the cable cars and a lot of so I went back to the Navy Y. Mm-hmm. Then I look at the magazine. I found a copy called World Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That inspired me. Mm-hmm. So I borrowed that, took it to my room. Then I began to write an article, soliloquy of a Chinese student at the immigration Seattle, Washington. Then I put it, had been published, one page and a half. Mm-hmm. And part one. I had made all the preparations, entry guaranteed by Sandra Borah, economics, finances guaranteed by Northern American Insurance Company of Canada, of which Mr. Rohn was the chief agent in Idaho. Then I said, I have my diplomas, I have my health certificate by British and American doctors. I speak more language than the English language. And America is quick, is fast, and punctual. I'll be out of the place in no time. Then part two. I went in, locked up with all the iron bars. Then I called the officer. I was cursed to get back from the window of the door. So I went back. Then I found the poems. So I began to translate those. The one lines, I put it there. In the dirty cell, I sit before any crime I commit. Who says all men are created equal and the goddess of liberty? Question mark. Then finally I said, we aliens brave the situation and continue promote goodwill.